I'll present myself shortly. Very glad to have all my colleagues here. My name is Inat Cohen. I'm an associate professor at the University of Massachusetts Lowell Nursing Department. My passion and research is working with the community and in the area of reproductive health. Today, I'm going to present a small part of a big research project that was funded by Office of Population Affairs, Department of Health and Human Services, and that piece is Integrating Male Reproductive Health Services, One University Health Clinic Story. I want to give credit to my colleagues. My role on this grant is actually being the program evaluator for one of the sites, but my other colleagues, and one who is sitting here, Rob Hines from Fitchburg State University, Martha Fever, that's the nurse practitioner, Mary Gianetti, Curtis Lopes from Montusset Opportunity Council. I have nothing to disclose, I'm a spelling mistake here. So this is part of a big project. Our site was actually titled Model-Based Male Family Planning, Changing the Service Paradigm, but it's a part of a national project that had five sites that received funding to promote men reproductive health in general settings. And the other sites were San Diego, Texas, Philadelphia, Montana, and Massachusetts. So Massachusetts was Fitchburg, and the grant was awarded to Montusset Opportunity Council. And that grant included several sites as well, and one of the sites is Fitchburg State University. So a little about Fitchburg, Massachusetts. It's in west of Boston. It's about an hour away from here. Some relevant socioeconomic data, you know, medium income, and there's 90% of residents below poverty level, predominantly white. There are African American, and also 22% of Hispanic origin, and you can see also 50% are Hispanic speaking. So this project started 5 years ago. Actually, it ended last December, and those are the numbers we had before we start the project about Fitchburg. Just to impress you, we can see that chlamydia was high in Fitchburg compared to Massachusetts. Leominster and Gardner's are actually our neighboring towns, and they benefited from this project as well. But you can see people living with HIV, you can see the numbers are impressive. And also for birth rates for 15 to 19-year-old, you can see Fitchburg is way up there. But I can tell you for today's number, the number is significantly down. But that's when we started the project. The context is also important, because Massachusetts, I know there's a lot of Massachusetts people here, but not everyone, in 2006 actually started the healthcare reform, and that actually provided residents with access to healthcare and preventative care. So what is different about this project? The difference is that we are moving, the plan was to move from traditional family planning model of services to a specific problem-focused health visit with a medical practitioner. That means that if before family planning was more a counselor service, now it's more integrated among other health risk assessment as part of the intervention, additional testing is providing, and also reproductive health information. So basically, I want to put the project model in the context of the socio-ecological model. That's also unique. We're not looking only in this project to increase the male numbers and reach wider range of groups, but also reach to partners and peers, and that will, what our hope was, that to increase female numbers and peers through word of mouth, get the males into the clinic. Looking at the clinic itself, and I'll talk about how we did that. That means clinic environment change, make it male friendly, and staff training and improving clinic flow and outreach to the greater community, and also the use of media and existing groups to get the male into the clinic. So what is really different? Different is male usually come, and all of you know, if you are in family planning, to a clinic when there's a problem. And so what the difference in this project is to bring male in, young male, to a clinic for prevention. And that's the big difference in this project. So this is some information about Fitchburg State University, and there's commuting students as well. So this project was geared towards students who were entitled to have clinic service, and they were not the commuting students. So in 2011, we added some questions to the National College Health Assessment about reproductive health to learn a little about our students, about their practices, and you can see here 30% of the students reported using withdrawal as birth control method in the last intercourse. 8% of students or partners use emergency contraception in the past 12 months. 17 of males and 14 of females reported unprotected sex as a consequence of alcohol use. And 3% reported having diagnosed or treated for chlamydia in the past 12 months. Just to give you a note here, interestingly, midway of the project, 2011, we can see that through the project already males with a higher percentage received information from the clinic. So I'm going to talk a little about the project implementation, and that's the purpose of this presentation, basically. So the implementation has three parts. One is in-reach outreach, one was the clinic environment, and the other one was staff training. So in-reach, what does mean? Outreach is easy to explain, but in-reach means to in-reach to female clients, because we know from literature that if a female a significant female in a male's life learns about a health service and tells about the service to her partner or someone significant to her, that will probably help the male come into the clinic for preventative services. So the outreach was in-reach primarily done on campus, and that was different than the other side of the project. Calendar years was used to find different events that we could integrate marketing for the male clinic. Group were identified, such as fraternities and male athletic teams. All kinds of big events, such as the beginning of the year. One of them was called the Rock the Block event. Specific promotion, which was very creative. It wasn't my idea. Valentine's Day, you know, allowing STD testing promotion. And also other efforts that we call them in-reach is talking to sororities where the female potential partners are. And then, of course, we had brochures and wallet cards and things like this in the area. Staff training. You might ask, why do we need staff training? Because those are medical professionals, and they all know about reproductive health. But, you know, reproductive health has predominantly geared towards females. And so over time, things that related to men reproductive health was neglected in education and training. And so definitely we needed staff training. Of course, the clinic hired additional nurse to assist with this project, but throughout the project, we had support of federal training and conferences where the staff went and topics such as what do you counsel men, how do you talk to men, what are the sensitivities were discussed. What was interesting is that throughout the training, it came to mind The clinic providers, you know, they saw that. Oops, I don't have time. They actually figured, you know, we don't even have a good intake for men, and so that was changed. So with the environment, that was the most interesting part. This is the clinic before, and this doesn't even do that justice. The color was pink. So not only get, so men that has already a problem needed to go into this clinic, forget it. They'll think twice. So thinking about prevention, they won't come in. But at the time, the clinic moved to a new place, and that was a great opportunity to do some implementation of new colors and new scenes and posters that actually also talks to men. And this is an example of the clinic intake. And also, there were students out there sitting, and they got some training how to talk to men. The recruitment, as I told you, big events. So those are just examples of big events. Valentine's Day was a big successful promotion, you know, scaring them about, so that STI is much more scarier than getting tested. And so those big events are some examples. I think I'll skip the video, but we, so the college has a wonderful health website that it's Health 101. It's like a book that helps communicate all kinds of health issues to the students, and there was some information dedicated to the male reproductive health and male clinic, and males from the sports team, and Rob Hines, who is sitting here, Dr. Hines, talked to the male and talked about the clinic. Just a little about results, and you can see there's significant results over the year. Those are total male clinics. The numbers were up significantly. You know, Q3 is actually the quarter when there's a break, and that's why the numbers seems to be low. Unduplicated clients as well. That means that are not returning clients. The one important part was is if some male came and there was a reason for testing to get the results, we asked them to come back again because counseling was very important and they are a young population and they did come back, and that's why we have a higher clients overall. But you can see the male visits went significantly up and it was a big success over the years. 2 minutes about challenges and I'm done. So basically, when you run a project like this, there's many challenges. You know, that clinic was very lucky that it came at the right time when there was a clinic site change. So the clinic environment could have changed to different colors, neutral colors. But, you know, even getting mail into the clinic, that's a place you go when you're sick, not for preventative. So that was required a big effort. The clinic had medical record system, but it was not geared towards data collection. So we had to work a lot with cheat sheet and invent all kinds of data systems to get some information. Staffing, you know, when you increase the numbers so significantly, you need staffing, and that's a big challenge for sustain a service like this. There were all kinds of issues with costs, like HIV rapid tests, billing students to insurance, their parents' insurance, so the parents will know, you know, what it was built for. It's not always anonymous. What we learned is that we did all kinds of promotion for this project, and sometimes the more specific gear promotion were more helpful than the big events that are more expensive. So we looked at what, you know, what if you do a project like this, you really need to consider what brings you the big numbers. Usually when you ask a student, how did you hear about the clinic, they'll answer from a friend, word of mouth. It's very hard to get the information through where they really got the information. Incentive definitely brought men in to the door. The project used peer educators and health professionals to get men in. So you really need to consider what's more helpful. Student workers in the clinic, there were student workers that was, you know, they get paid for, but maybe they could have been utilized a little more and include more men into it. Media is very powerful. That website where we had athletes talking and health professionals that were male was very significant. And capacity must be in place, because if you are going for a project like this and you want to increase numbers, you have to have staff to take care of them. So basically providers, you know, discovered throughout the project the needs and the importance to incorporate such a service. And so moving forward, there is that service is going to be sustained. It's going to be shared with, you know, key personnel across the campus. And since there are no funds available, you know, to keep the personnel, there should be some venue to find how to keep those nurses on board to keep, you know, dealing with this volume, because now, you know, it's known throughout the campus that this clinic is offering the service, so sustainability will be one of the most significant challenges and efforts. So this is the end of my presentation. You see if you have any questions at the end, right?